that some of the best paranormal tool builders in the world have left their items here.
Frank has strangled me twice.
Evan, stay up. Evan, stay up.
Oh, flashlight.
Thank you. He's ready too.
Sometimes you will hear furniture dragging across this floor. Sometimes your face morph in the mirror, and sometimes we catch things standing behind you.
I notice my face start to change a little bit.
Come say hi. Oh.
It's Anna.
I just saw something really weird.
What did you see?
Nobody's moving. That's kind of neat.
What's up, everyone, and welcome back to the Overnight Channel that is dedicated to all things paranormal, extraterrestrial, mysterious, unsolved, unknown, whatever it might be. We're out there in search of answers or experiences or just cool visits like tonight, where we are at the haunted Shanley Hotel. And when I say haunted, it's because if you look this up online or on Google Maps, it actually says the haunted Shanley Hotel.
Yes.
No other place that we've been to. It's not like the haunted Alcatraz. That is what this place is known for. That is what they do. One of the coolest things about this place and what we're doing tonight is that the owner is here, and not only is she here, she's a paranormal investigator.
Oh, sick.
And beyond that, this place is so well known and recognized that some of the best paranormal tool builders in the world have left their items here. Just be permanently used.
Oh, so there's new tools we get to
try. We're getting access to things that we've never seen before, or items I've been trying to hunt down for years, and they're all here.
That you've been trying to hunt down for years.
And I can't get them. They're just so rare, and they're here for us to use tonight.
Wow.
So, and what's great part is there's multiple levels. Every place has different experiences. But no matter what, everyone that's ever stayed here has said they've had something happen.
Wow. That's so, 3 stories, and it's also really wide.
Yeah.
We have the whole thing.
We have the whole thing. Every part of it. The brothel, the gentleman's club. Yep.
I'll take that one.
The brothel's not running right now.
I'll sleep. Oh, never mind.
It's not running right now. And also, the gentleman's club now just has like 5 queen beds in it. So, it's going to be a gentleman's club tonight.
We're gentlemen.
That's cool.
We are gentlemen.
But there's 6 of us.
I called Sharon.
Should we have 5 of us sleep in beds and then 1 of us perform?
Yeah. Like, what performance?
Yeah, what kind?
Wakanda.
Forever.
Let's get inside.
When I think our intros can't get any more weird, I'm just like, out of the fucking
dark. They just get.
I'm telling you, we'd be the worst improv group ever because we would like run out of the joke or the bit and then just walk off stage. Yeah.
It's kind of ghost snap. Off to a good start. You already have some activity.
Come on now. Let's get. There we go.
Oh,
look at this.
By the way, Josh, Exploring with Josh, thank you. You've been here. You're the reason why I had so much interest in coming here. So thanks, Josh. Appreciate it.
Interesting coming.
The Shanley Hotel, otherwise known on Google as literally the Haunted Shanley Hotel, has earned every right to claim that title. We have never been somewhere with such an incredible amount of paranormal evidence has been meticulously cataloged from nearly 25 years of evidence. Yet before we tell the tales of how the spirit realm has broken free inside the Shanley, we'll share the history of how it might have gotten there. Originally constructed in 1845 as Rich's Hotel on Main Street, it was meant as a vacation destination set just outside of the nearby larger cities. Yet as ownership changed, it quickly became an elite gentlemen's club, hosting the most pristine women of its time. Almost precisely 50 years later, a neighborhood fire broke out, destroying the hotel, leaving it as nothing but a pile of ashes. 9 months later, it was rebuilt and reopened. Then, in 1906, came about the most notable owner, for which it is named, James Shanley. Adding a bowling alley, billiard room, and even a barber shop, his hotel became a decadent retreat of entertainment, attracting guests such as Thomas Edison and Eleanor Roosevelt. Yet with such high stature came many low moments. James and Beatrice Shanley's first daughter did not live longer than 6 months. Their next two children did not fare any better, with them both passing at less than 10 months of age. Then Peter, the live-in barber of the Shanley, lost his 3-year-old daughter forever, as she not only wandered away from the hotel, but then guided herself across the street to a nearby well, where she lifted the wooden cover and fell in. Another nearby incident occurred after a 5-year-old boy jumped out of a moving car and was run over by his own father. The boy survived, with many believing he leapt from the car to play with a spirit that was calling for him from the attic of the Shanley. Perhaps the darkness that comes with the operation of a mafia-run brothel and bootlegging of alcohol during the Prohibition is what deemed the Shanley as no place for children, with the spirits taking measures into their own hands. In 1991, the Shanley shut down and was abandoned for over 10 years, leaving it entirely distraught and nearly tarnished forever, until Salvatore Nicosia bought the hotel, entirely unaware of its haunted past. He poured every ounce of love he could into the building, restoring it to its former glory, and so the spirits decided to make their appreciation for him rather clear. Unfortunately, he passed away in 2016, leading the Shanley to its current owner, whom we shall meet tonight. If you want to know what paranormal activity has been documented within the hotel, it would be easier to tell you what has not. Tonight, we check into the haunted Shanley Hotel with the goal of meeting its long-term residents. Welcome to the Overnight Channel, dedicated to finding proof of the paranormal. So please make sure to subscribe, as we have brand new investigations and locations every week.
Hey Josh, if you watch our videos, text us right now. I don't think you're gonna text us right now. What should he text us to prove that he watches our videos?
Give us a picture. Go to the mirror in your bathroom. Take off a little bit of clothes.
Okay.
Your socks, yeah, take off your socks.
The owner is. She's literally right.
Hey. Yo, Josh. Nice to meet you. I'm Brandon.
Kelly, how you doing?
I'm Corbin.
Corbin, hi.
Nice to meet you.
Corey. I will never remember how old
you are. Don't worry about it.
How you doing? You guys all have to sign our infamous waiver.
I actually didn't read it.
Yeah, it's okay. You sold mine.
Here, you guys are going to sign this paperwork, but we're not going to read it.
It doesn't say anything about being possessed or thrown against the wall.
We have a couple of those too, but that's okay. Well, that's why you're signing the waiver. I can use a few more spirits. Exactly. You know?
You could use a few more spirits?
Yeah, I could use.
How many do you have already?
Known, 36.
What the? Yeah. What? 36?
By name, yeah. But there's some come and go, as far as like, they'll come in for a couple of days, we'll know their name because they've been here for a couple days, and then you'll never hear from them again.
So you can remember 36 spirits' names, but you can't remember our four names?
Well, think about it.
I've been here for 36.
Well, we are ready to...
Let's hit the ghost.
Before we get the investigation started, I just wanted to stop in and give a big thank you to today's video sponsor, Atlas VPN, which now has more than 5 million users. Atlas VPN encrypts all of your data while hiding your information and your virtual location, which has a ton of benefits. One of the main things is you can get around all of the geo-blocks that you might have on your favorite streaming services such as Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, to access all the shows that might be restricted in your area. And especially for us, this prevents censorship when we're traveling abroad. And the other key thing is that when we're on public Wi-Fi, it hides all of our data, it encrypts our location, it reroutes everything, so the identity theft risk is completely minimized. Atlas VPN is having a special currently that is a 3-year deal, $1.39 per month, with a 30-day money-back guarantee that allows you to go online, change your location to get around any geo-blocks you might have, to help you find better airline tickets, online shopping, hotels, any deals like that. Click the link in the description and sign up right now. You got nothing to lose, you got everything to gain. Thank you, Atlas VPN, for sponsoring the video. Thank you all so much for watching, and enjoy the rest of this night. And Corbin might, just wait for what happens to Corbin. Okay, bye guys.
Oh, wow. Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
I've never seen a different type of dowsing rod.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, I've only seen these.
So the building you're standing in right now was rebuilt within 6 months in 1895. And that was all manpower because obviously there's no power tools back then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In 1906, the Shanleys purchased the hotel, and that's kind of where the hotel got its notoriety. Thomas Edison stayed here.
What?
Eleanor Roosevelt was very good friends with Beatrice Shanley. She stayed here. Times Square was almost called Shanley Square from what we hear from the Shanley clan that has come here.
Wow.
So in 1906, they purchased it. Beatrice lost 3 children here, all before the age of 9 months old. Beatrice's sister, Esther, died here in 1918 of the Spanish flu. And then in the 70s, this was the James Shanley Tavern. This was a bar in the 1970s and 80s and into the early 90s. In the early 90s, the whole place shut down and became abandoned for almost 15 years. And this gentleman right here in 2005 purchased the building at tax auction. Didn't know what he was buying. Didn't know it was haunted, but he said the building always called to him. That's Salvatore Nicosia. After a couple days, he realized how special this building was and the paranormal activity that was happening just in the couple days he was here. Switched his whole concept of what he was going to do with the building and made it the haunted paranormal tours hotel. Back in 2017, it went back up for tax auction and I was able to buy it.
Oh, so you're full time here now?
Yeah, full time.
Why?
My husband asked the same thing.
Wow. Like when we hear about places like McRaven in Mississippi, the guy who owned the house, he had a separate house to live in when things got too crazy here. But you have no escaping.
No escape. Like,
But your husband also lives here.
Yeah.
Though.
2 days after I took over the building, he saw his full-blown apparition standing next to him.
Oh, boy.
And it took him three drinks and 3 weeks later to tell me.
He kept it to himself.
He screamed for me. I came running in and he didn't tell me why he was screaming for me.
Wow.
So.
Oh, that's cool. Well, yeah, we'd love to see more
of
that place. All
right, perfect.
Definitely.
Let's go.
So it's like the spirits, they'll come and stay at the hotel. They'll leave for a little bit and they're like, all right, let's go back.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting because one of the paranormal teams that used to stay here with Sal and help Sal out, they got an EVP. They asked, why are you here? And the EVP was, it's a hotel, isn't it?
What?
That's wild.
Yep.
What? So this is the daycare brothel.
Yes, there
we go.
There you go.
This is where we're all sleeping together.
Whoa.
Nelson.
It has been a brothel for a while.
It's only a brothel if you charge.
Yeah, oh, true.
There's only 5 beds.
Yep. No, I already called Sherry.
And there's one new camera guy.
Yep.
Oh, wait, you called Sherry?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the opposite problem.
By yourself.
That is the complete opposite how this normally works.
Yeah.
They don't like the women in here.
Mm.
Oh. So I've gotten...
How about now, though?
Oh.
Whoa!
Stir up some activity.
Lights start flickering. More.
Yeah, I've gotten in here through the geo box. I asked, are the women allowed to gamble? And I have very clear response, you are not welcome to gamble.
Wow.
This is the brothel area. All I ask is watch your stairs and watch your head.
Okay?
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
This is so neat.
Turn on some lights. Oh, you have lights.
Oh, wow. Can you sleep in these rooms?
You can.
Oh! Oh, this is Rosie's room. And all these little things.
Oh my god. Yeah. Why? Why did
all
that
the things
get
that
me?
Scares
why
me.
Did that.
He gets scared.
That. Why?
Wait, so this is the room of the girl who fell in the well?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
And that's her right there?
Frank has strangled me twice.
What?
In only 10 years. That's not fair.
Wait, who's Frank?
Was it like while you were sleeping or?
No, while I was investigating.
Boy, who's
it's like pressure
Frank?
Around your throat. You can't swallow and you gag and.
What? How long did it happen for?
About the first time it happened, I wasn't quite sure what it was. And then I just said, okay, whoever's doing that, back off. And it did. And the second time I caught an EVP, because I was doing an EVP session it happened, and I said, you know, who's doing this? And you hear, get out.
We have to do a lot of EVPs tonight.
This hotel's known for EVPs.
Dude, we haven't been doing them in a while. It's been a while since we've done EVPs.
Yeah. Dude, we have to.
Okay, yeah.
Through the box we use, the Phasma box, and I said, yeah, Frank doesn't like the women. And you hear a woman say, he hates them. And then I said, and Frank has strangled me twice. And just before I started saying something again, he goes, you liked it.
Whoa.
Well, so the real question was.
Yeah, you gotta confirm it. You gotta confirm it.
Does your husband know?
I talk about it all the time. So.
Yeah, so, that's why your husband doesn't like this place.
Don't let your husband watch this video.
Yeah.
Wait, who's freaking in?
He's their bodyguard up here.
Oh.
And we have caught EVPs of Anna and him fighting.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Please don't call the ladies anything but ladies of the evening. I ask you to be respectful for them, especially any of the spirits. I have to live here 24/7.
Yeah.
Ladies of the evening, and ladies Frank is the bodyguard.
But she does like money, and she will love some of you guys with the facial hair. Just saying.
Man.
Just saying.
So, I guess I'm out on that one.
Oh, jeez.
Let's get right, off Brando. To a good start real hey. Quick.
Whoa.
Red jar in there.
Oh, put it in the jar.
Looks like Brandon's the man of the
evening. Okay, we'll just start off the evening.
That's right. What is happening here? Oh, what?
Get that.
What was that last word, Brandon?
So Brandon would be the. There you go.
Oh my gosh.
So this is our scrying room. This is our haunted mirror. And the whole concept of scrying is to make it very dark in here. Use the candle, hold it up in front of you so you can illuminate your face. Stare through yourselves, focus on through your eyes or the tip of your nose, and then just try to put yourself in meditative state. Somebody can be in here filming or photography, but no flash because you'll just blind yourself out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes your face morph in the mirror, and sometimes we catch things standing behind you.
What? So kind of like a black mirror.
Hey. Sounds like it'd be really fun for other people to do. They'd probably have a good time, huh?
Yeah,
they do. They'd probably have a blast doing that.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. It sounds great.
Yeah, because you don't got any facial hair, so you should try it.
No, they only like the people with facial hair, though.
Brandon, you should try it while we go see the rest of the house.
No, I can't, though.
Okay, you guys can shower in the morning.
Check this out.
Will
do.
Wow, that's a really nice bathroom.
Look at this toilet.
Oops.
Is it Eleanor's fucking in here?
Yep.
This early.
This is called the Roosevelt Room. Eleanor Roosevelt stayed here, and this was her favorite room. So
crazy.
This is also known for Vincent. Now, Vincent was said to have hung himself in this room. Stock market crash in 1929. We hear him. He calls himself Vinny.
Okay.
And if you happen to be downstairs at the Great Room, sometimes you will hear furniture dragging across this floor.
Across this floor, but you'll hear from Doughty.
Downstairs. And you'll hear pacing, and then like literally like a dresser dragging across the floor. Like if this thing was being dragged across the floor.
How did he hang? I mean, I just don't see it.
I think it's right here in the doorway possibly. I'm not sure. This is a bedroom that my staff actually got pulled out of. grabbed by the ankles and yanked. Oh. And we've had a couple other people the same experience. I actually saw a shadow person. I was standing on the other side of the bed and snapping a photo because I was putting the radiators in. And I wanted to remember how big the window was and the layout. And as I put the phone up, he walked right across Shadow Arson.
So you were literally like right here?
I was right there.
You're yep. staying right
yep.
here.
And if I had it running, video running, I would have got.
So many people just want attention. It's crazy.
Yeah. Is it toasty?
It's a toasty one.
It's a toasty one.
These rooms don't seem to be the same quality build as the rest, but...
So you were saying in the beginning when the guy got this, that this was the best.
This was the good.
This was the good level.
Good part, yes.
Wow.
I wonder how bad those were.
Jeez.
The room you're in right now is Joe's room.
Okay.
Joe was our mafia hitman. When you ask him through EVP, he'll say, how many people did you kill? He'll say 107. We've gotten that many times. There's wow. plaster coming off the wall, so we just have this here. But this is Jonathan's room. Jonathan was about 8. I don't know his story, but he will, from Hope, we sometimes will roll balls out. And,
wow.
Yeah, he's a, he wow. used to call me Mama. He hasn't heard of that in a while, but.
This could be the hub for the expanding amount
we
of activity.
We have 4 portals in the hotel. This wow. is one of them.
Where are the others? Yeah. I feel like we've walked past some of them already.
Gentlemen's quarters.
Hmm.
Oh. Did I forget to mention that?
Yeah, actually you did, but I appreciate it because we've already all agreed to sleep in there.
This is one of our more popular rooms up here. This is called Adam's room. And we feel Adam's a serial killer.
Whoa, okay.
Whoa.
He says he's killed 38 people.
Wow. That's not too many.
People do get scratched in here, choked. Things like that. I have an agreement with Adam. I don't have any equipment right now, Adam, so I can't hear you. When we come back up here later, he does like to tell people to get out of this room. So if you get that tonight, that's pretty common, because that's my agreement with him. But he tells me very clearly, no uncertain terms. It's at least it's interaction with him, and I'll step outside the door. Guests don't have to leave, but that's my agreement. This is Claire's room. Claire hung herself in here.
Oh, wow.
She was an unwed mother. Her boyfriend or lover did not want anything to do with her or the baby. Many mediums say that they can see her staring out this window and just waiting. And she's a very sweet soul in here. Sometimes she's sad, sometimes she's happy.
Someone just touched Brandon's ear.
Very clearly just touched my ear.
I thought there was a string hanging from the light.
There is no string.
I thought I walked into the light. It literally was like draped over my ear for a second.
Dude, well, by the end of the night, you are going to be walking into the light.
What?
That was really weird.
Okay, cool, great.
Now, there's no electric and there's no air conditioning, but it is the bottom floor, so it's not going to be as bad.
Yeah.
You guys want to, you can take a seat if you want. And
sure.
Okay, so I'm setting up the music boxes where it's motion activated. They like flashlights here. So, that's me. I'm just testing it.
Ooh. That's actually pretty creepy, too.
You twist the mag lights to where they're barely on and barely off. They can come in and finish the connection because of their energy of the light bulb and the flash light and the battery. We use the little flashy balls here.
Yeah.
Cat balls. The cat balls. So we'll put one there. The REM pod, which the other night we set this on our Ouija board out there, and it was incredible the responses we were getting yes or no answers off of.
Wow.
Oh, you see that?
Flashlight over there just went off.
Yep.
Could you do that again?
That's calibrating.
Oh, I know that one. That's mine, yeah.
Okay, I think we're ready.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Oh, flashlight.
Thank you. He's ready too. All right. The GeoBox scans through AM station, live AM station. You shouldn't, it's going to scan so fast, you shouldn't hear more than a little blip of AM radio. But we get full-blown sentences out of this. What we're listening for is responses to our questions, same voice coming over. And some nights this is incredible. Some nights you'll have to go listen back when you film and go, oh, that's what that said. Hey, is there anybody here?
Interrupting you?
I
can't make it.
Yeah, it's very distant.
Come closer to the box.
Yo, something just moved back there.
Yep.
To hear that back later.
It was almost like, because you're saying that this is like a dining room area, right? So it's like the murmurs that you would hear when people are just eating.
Yeah.
And it's almost like people are like still in the dining room.
Well, we have a cook named Emma.
Emma?
Emma's the known spirit that was the hotel cook. And when we start hearing her voice, we'll go, oh, Emma, what's for dinner and stuff? And one night through here, we hear a man go, Emma! Huh. And then I'm like, oh, Emma, can you cook for me? Because I'm a terrible cook. And somebody said, Emma, what's for dinner? And it took about a minute.
Yeah.
But as soon as you heard that, a man said, juicy burgers. Clear as a bell.
Juicy.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I kind of explained to you how this works. Yeah. It's 5 pre-recorded radio stations. I don't have it on live radio. It just scans through the word banks and radio, the pre-recorded radios. They put reverb in it, just like anything else, to help lengthen the sound. What we're listening for is intelligent responses, because not everything you hear out of this is going to be paranormal. But also, when you listen back to things we're not catching. Can you say one of our guest names?
Wendy.
Hmm.
Wendy.
Did it say Wendy?
I thought I heard like
not
Lexi.
Sure. I heard like, D at the end.
I heard like Lexi or something.
Elton.
Was it?
I felt like that was Elton. He didn't feel like it was Elton. I thought that was Elton. Who was here with us?
They're all listening.
I'm back here. I'm here, yeah.
I'm right here.
What? Do you know what you're cooking tonight, Emma?
See the flashlight?
Yeah.
No. Yes. The
flashlight went off?
Yeah.
And I just heard like a really big...
It must have been that quick.
It was quick.
No.
It was very quick flash. Okay.
Did I just say sorry, Corbin?
I heard it, and I didn't want to say anything.
That's why I'm threatening to hurt you?
To punch him?
To punch him?
That was a long response. That had to be. Can you tell me how many guests are in here?
24? I heard 24. What should we eat?
Can I have a Big Mac?
I swear I heard you can have a Big Mac.
Have a Big Mac.
A Big Mac, huh?
No.
Where should we go next?
What is here?
I heard basement.
There's a basement.
Up.
Basement, and then it said up.
All right, we're gonna take off.
Is it saying to not leave?
I got nothing on me.
Do you want us to stay on?
You actually have to like either, no, I'm gonna say stamp near it, but you actually have to actually get very close in there to touch that.
I just saw something really weird.
What did you see?
Nobody's moving. That's kind of neat.
Dude, look at my arms right now.
Mm-hmm. What did you see? What did
you see?
Do you want us to leave?
Goodbye.
That's exactly.
You realize this only started as soon as I got up and got ready to leave.
If you don't want us to leave, turn a light on or use another device.
What'd you see?
So you see that thing shining back there? Like the only thing shining?
Yep.
I thought that was a mirror, and I was looking at myself and then went this way. And then I go back and I look and I'm like...
What was that?
I heard a knock. What did you hear from you?
What the f***? What was that?
That wasn't you.
Huh?
That wasn't you?
No, look, bro.
That was a heavy knock.
That was a big, like, knocker.
You're
step.
Rolling, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we have the audio of it. What the hell? And then I go back and I look and I'm like... And then I go back and I look and I'm like...
That would have been the clearest knock I've ever heard. Ever.
Yeah, that was a really big knock.
Like, I felt it. I literally, like, felt that on my, like, through the floor.
We should also charge the battery. It's at 70 minutes.
That one?
Yeah.
Charge.
I have two more of those stuff.
Oh, okay.
With being choked out by spirits, but a little spider gets you. This reminds me of Conjuring a lot.
Yes.
This is so Conjuring House. It's insane.
This reminds me of the basement of the Blair House.
Blair House?
Yep, this is exactly how the Blair House basement was.
Yeah, it is. Very similar. Crazy how giant this place is, and then the basement's just like so small.
Now that area there is what we call the morgue. And
what do you call it that?
Because they say back in the day, when the ground was too frozen to dig, they would have to store the body someplace.
I know to leave 1 foot outside the door at all times.
I'm going in with you.
You probably won't.
I will.
Watch him.
So
like,
this would be under the porch, and the Shanleys would close for the winter. So that would be under the porch, and the Shanleys would close for the winter.
Oh, wow. Boy.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
There's a lot of good places to leave somebody alone with a camera.
Oh wow.
If the wood wasn't brand new above it, that'd be the best thumbnail.
Oh my gosh.
You guys remember how I was crawling last night?
Look at all the spider webs next to you. Oh Jesus.
What, you ran into one?
What do you want for your birthday? Come here, come on. Come on, what do you want for your birthday?
Oh my god, there is a stinky ghost over here.
Come on.
Go to Elton.
Come on, what do you want? Come
oh
here.
My god.
Elton.
Dude.
One at a time, boys. Come on, one at a time. Yep, come sit on Satan's lap.
Wait your turn.
Okay, I'll wait my turn. Okay.
I want one possession.
On the count of three, you're going to be possessed, and that's how you are for the rest of the night. Birthday gift granted. Go on, carry on out.
All right, guys, let's go and investigate.
Yo, you're gonna walk in spider webs, dog. Get away from the corner. Get away from
the corner of the spider web.
Alright, who's next? Come on, what do you want for your birthday?
I don't want anything.
What do you want? Sit on Satan's lap. There you go.
I was wondering if maybe you could give me true love.
Do you even know what love is, boy?
Love is when you wake up in the morning next to the person that you want to spend the rest of your life with.
Yeah.
And you go straight to the kitchen and you make eggs and toast and sweet potatoes and then you cut up apples and then you bring it to them and you wake them up.
Mm.
And then when they wake up, they look at you and then they're like, how the f*** did you get in my house?
Mm. Honestly, that sounds like love to me too. A lot of these guys out down here have been asked that question many times.
Can you give me rhythm?
What do you mean?
I don't have rhythm. I sit around, I see Corey, I see him do his little ditty that he does, but I can't do it.
Do you know why he can do that ditty?
Why can he do it?
Because he sold his soul to me for that ditty.
I did not do that. Jesus Christ is my savior.
Where's your cross?
You know why Jesus Christ is your savior?
Why?
Because he sold your soul to me, and now he's got to save you. So Jesus Christ would not be your savior if you didn't put yourself in a predicament in which you need to be saved.
I never sold my soul.
You're right.
I sold my Mustang.
You're right, you gave it to me because you are a terrible negotiator. All you like is I want to learn how to do the wave and I'll give you my soul. And I was like, deal.
It was a head spin.
It was a head spin.
So you're telling me that in order to get rhythm...
I'll be honest though with you, that head spin, I got it wrong. I was meant to make your head spin around. And instead, I turned you into a b-boy. So that's my f*** up, and I apologize.
Maybe I don't need rhythm.
There you go. Yeah,
that's good rhythm, Corbin. Okay, let's investigate now.
I like being in the dark by myself. Is that like going off now?
Yeah, you see that? It's about to turn off.
Can you turn off the flashlight if you're here, Jamie? If this is you?
Try a little harder. We're almost there.
All the way, shut it down.
Oh, that was good.
So we have a 6-year-old in here, we think is Jamie. We have a spirit called TJ down here, who was a bartender in the 1980s. He died of Agent Orange complications. He was from Vietnam.
Oh, the poisonous gas?
Yeah. We have a spirit named Charlie down here, which he likes to be called Your Majesty. So I'm not quite sure who he is, or maybe what he is. There's a... Okay.
Oh, they just walked out.
Yeah.
Yeah, more in the hallway, right?
Down that portal, yeah.
Hey, Majesty.
Can you do that again?
Was that Your Majesty?
Flashlight.
Ah, flashlight's on.
That's really neat.
I like that flashlight a lot. Does he feel like he's a king?
Yes.
Both just turned
on. As you said that, both flashlights just turned on.
Jamie, if you're here, can you do something else for us? The music box or the REM pods again? I have a digital recorder. We can do a couple of EVP sessions, see if we get anything.
I would love that.
Got an empty chair next to me if you want to come sit over here.
If you don't want to sit by Elton, you can just shut the light off because we'll all understand.
It was like turning the flashlight off, and then as soon as Elton said that, it just completely stopped.
Yeah.
Okay. What?
Yeah, come sit next to me. Come on.
Dude, that was so amazing that both flashlights turned on.
I know, yeah. Dude.
That was insane.
If you don't want to sit next to Elton, you could turn those lights on just to tell us.
No, maybe we won't stay.
Come back here.
Are we talking to your majesty? Or are we talking to TJ?
Just got a flash.
Yeah, right on TJ.
Is TJ the one that portrays himself as the devil?
No.
No, that's your majesty.
Is your majesty here? Are you here because you feel as though we were accidentally impersonating you? I was accidentally
in person. I don't think it was accidental.
Well, I mean, I didn't know that your majesty was here prior to doing that.
That's true.
Say I apologize if that's the case. If you accept my apology, you can turn the light off. And if you were mad at me, you can brighten it or turn on the other one.
Wow.
Alright, well, thanks for accepting my apology.
Elton doesn't apologize very often.
So. It is very rare.
Well, when I'm talking to Satan,
that's true.
I'll say sorry.
Now, Jamie's great. If any of you guys have birthdays coming up.
Elton.
Yeah.
Jamie's great at saying happy birthday. So, Jamie, one of these guests, his name is Elton, and he has a birthday coming up soon. It would be very special if you could say happy birthday to him.
That would be awesome.
Can you say happy birthday?
I swear in my life, I felt like someone just sat in that chair next to me.
Oh! Right when you said that!
Are you gonna say happy birthday to him? That'd be really cool.
Birthday.
Birthday.
Can you
hear
it?
Oh.
Do it one more time.
Are you gonna say happy birthday to him? That'd be really cool.
Whoa! That's very cool. If you're not sitting next to Elton again, can you shine something? Or can you tell us?
Satan.
Yep.
I just heard Satan.
Yep. Well, that's Elton's other name.
Did you just say Satan? One of the guests' names? Do you know them?
That's Elton.
That's Elton. Do you know our names?
I heard sweetheart.
Mm-hmm. Sweetheart?
Yeah. Isn't sweetheart on the third floor?
That's sweet thing. Sweet.
Hello.
Hey, who is that?
Going purple.
Going purple?
I heard going cold.
Is Jamie here? I'd love to hear Jamie's voice.
Is it true that there's a portal down here?
Mm-hmm.
Can a lot of spirits come through the portal at any time that they want?
Do you have any clients?
Yeah.
Anna.
Come say hi.
It's Anna.
Where's Anna?
That's at the bordello.
It just said, come say hi.
Come say hi.
Okay, we are. We'll come up.
The music box behind you lit up for just a half a second.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Come up.
All right. Anna, we're going to come up to you.
All right, well, you want to say bye to Corbin?
I'm going to find you.
the bag of Orbin.
I'm gonna find you fast.
That sounds...
By the way, your 10 minutes don't start until he's upstairs on the third floor.
How do I...
So if he takes like 10 minutes to get up there...
How's he gonna know when I'm up
there? I'll know.
Wait, so...
She has security cameras, so I can actually see.
Until you get up there.
Well, there's a security camera, so I can actually see once you're up there, and I'll also know if you don't go up there. And then he can't even start his 10 minutes until you've gone up there.
Corbin, you better be the best with your direction.
Also, I set up a bunch of cameras up there that are all time-coded, so I'll also know on our cameras whether or not you stay up there.
Time code, schmime code.
Okay, you ready?
I'm hanging out with him for a minute. Or
no.
Ten minutes here with him.
So head on up.
Hey, I don't need another smelly ghost in here.
Look at that spot!
No more smelly ghosts.
You're like the sloth from Ice Age.
What was that?
Okay, ready?
No more smelly ghosts for you.
I'm staying here. These are the wrong steps. This is a different upstairs. I gotta go to the other upstairs.
Wait. I should have that door closed until my 10 minutes start.
Oh, yeah, alright. Brandon, the longer you take, the more you punish Corbin.
No. Okay.
Here we go.
When the door closes, every 10 minutes.
Yep.
Okay, have fun. Have fun staring at yourself.
Have fun, because you know I'm not.
Have fun looking at yourself in a dark, scary mirror that at any point in time, Satan could pop up behind you and take your soul away from you while you're locked in this door.
I need to fix
your
my 10 anyway.
Minutes starts now.
Okay, I'm just coming up here to... Oh, you piece of you piece of I honestly can't see a single thing in this room, so I don't even know where there's a chair. Maybe I could sit in a chair.
Well, ladies of the evening, we are honored to be in your presence. Rosie as well. Frank, we know you're here to protect these ladies, and we mean them absolutely no harm.
You heard that noise and that flashlight turned on, right?
Absolutely. So we're here just because we love traveling and being able to communicate with spirits and those that still reside within our world that we cannot see. And we have heard many great things about this place and the people that stay here. Those that come and go and those that are permanent residents. So there's flashlights set up that you can obviously manipulate. There's a REM pod over there that if you put your energy into it, we even have a K2 on the table. And you even have your own toy in Rosie's room that if you make any vibration, it'll set it off.
10 minutes is a lot longer than you think whenever you're in the creepy top floor attic, farthest room away from all your friends. I hear a REM pod.
I think my coping mechanism is if I just don't shut up. Well, first it's cookies, then I just talk.
If you want to say hello back, could you turn off that flashlight?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So we know there's quite a few people up here, and we'd love to learn whom we're speaking to. There's almost a device next to each person's name. One device that's directly in between Maddie and Anna. So if you're Anna, would you please mind turning off the light within the next 5 seconds? And if you're Maddie, you can turn the light off shortly after. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, you're not Anna. You're Maddie. Nice to meet you, Maddie.
Hello. That was pretty, spot on.
That was pretty cool. Waited exactly for the 5 seconds to be able to be like, hey,
yo,
I'm Maddie.
And it wasn't flickering either.
I notice my face start to change a little bit when I look at it. And I think that if you look at your face long enough, you don't really see yourself.
Nothing. Maddie, if you're out here with me right now, could you turn that flashlight off again?
I know, I heard it.
That's the third noise from Maddie's room.
And the flashlight turned off. Every time we've heard a noise, the flashlight turns off.
We were in this room earlier when she was giving us a tour. I was the last one leaving the room, and I felt something touch my ear, like not like a quick touch, it was like a caress on my ear. Like it touched my ear, it like dragged down my ear. I want to know who did that, and I'm here to talk to you.
I also brought this up if you want me to turn it on.
Yeah, we can do that or the new one. You want me to turn this device on?
Turn it off.
You like speaking through this?
My shadow from this light is just right over me. It almost feels like somebody is standing right behind you.
What the f*** is on the earth? Is there anyone above us?
That felt like below. Wait, there's no way anything's below us.
Wait, what's below us? But Evan, what's below us?
The entrance to the gentleman's club.
But no one's in there. Corbin would be in the scrying mirror.
Which is over there.
Right, but even still, what would you be? Oh, was he moving the chair? Hasn't been 10 minutes ago.
Somebody up here, whoever's up here. If that was you, it touched my ear when we were up here earlier. Now it's just me. Everybody else is in a whole separate section of this building, not even close to here, so it's just me. Feel free to come in, say hi, make yourself known in any way possible.
Hello? We can't see you, but I think that you're able to see us.
It's Anna.
It's Anna. Hey, Anna. Dude, my eyes just got instantly
it's watered. Anna.
Hey, Anna. Thank you so much for talking with us. Are you sitting in the chair right in front of me, Anna? The chair.
Now I'm really just kind of starting to contemplate my life decisions. How did I get here?
Corbin. If you can please hurry up.
Are you playing with the flashlight?
What?
It sounded like you can play me or you
I know,
can
I heard play and I didn't know what the other words were.
Yeah, I thought I heard you can blame me.
I heard like did it playing.
I know nothing can like a house can't be alive. But for some reason this house feels very alive.
Somewhere out there. There's a music box, and if you walk in front of it, unfortunately, I will know where you are.
10 minutes is too much for this. Just sit back and relax, okay? Sit back and relax.
I'm gonna hold the flashlight in my hand.
What?
I'm gonna hold the flashlight in my hand, I'm gonna hold it perfectly still. And in theory, we'd be holding hands. Is that okay with you? I want to see if you can still play at the flashlight.
It's on.
Is it?
It's on.
I can't.
It's on. Okay, Anna, if that's you, could you now turn the flashlight off?
You're welcome to come join me. Only if you're like chill though. Give me some sort of sign. There's a REM pod over by the staircase. I should be able to hear it from all the way over here. And there's the music box.
I'm the devil.
I'm the devil?
I'm gonna hand the flashlight to Corey, okay? If you could show us how aware you are, I'm gonna hand it to Corey. If you could turn it off a few seconds after. That would truly prove to us that you have control over this environment. I'm gonna count to five again, okay?
It's off.
Oh. Did it turn off as I handed it to him?
I think so, yeah.
With
I mean, I literally said, if,
I'm gonna. I something it. I grabbed it. That's what it said. I grabbed it. Anna? Did you just grab the flashlight and make it turn off?
Uh-huh.
Is that what it said?
It sounded like, uh-huh.
Thinking, breaking.
Brandon!
Corbin!
Come here!
Oh my god.
Where are you?
Back here, in the farthest possible way. Watch out, there's a motion light that's gonna go off. It scared the shit out of me.
Holy crap.
And then
crap.
There's this also that scared the shit out of me.
I cannot believe you came up here.
Dude, I couldn't see a single thing in this room. I only know, like, kind of where the chair is because I was...
Oh, dude, I can't see anything.
Yeah. It was terrible.
Oh
that's...
That scared the crap out of me.
Where's my bag of cookies?
You got a cookie bag?
Yeah, I got one more cookie left.
How did you do this?
Are you happy here? Oh, it's on. So you are happy here. Well, that's nice to hear. This Frank. It's really great.
It's really great. Oh my gosh, that's so cute.
Does Frank keep you safe here and Maddie and Rosie keep you company?
Cold.
Cold.
Is it cold here?
Does Frank keep you cold here?
The battery.
I'm surprised.
The battery? I heard I'm the battery.
How is the mirror?
I will say, I get a bit freaked out when it's just looking at myself.
Uh-huh.
For that long.
I don't like the mirror thing.
The mirror thing is too much. Our timer is on now.
What, do we have 10 more minutes up here?
Yes. We have 10 more minutes up here and then we could go down.
If anybody wants to play ball with us, could you roll the ball towards us and we'll push it back to you? Does anybody want to play with the ball?
was explaining to the camera how, like, I can shine a light all at the camera and they should be able to see this light like crazy. But
yeah, exactly.
Looking at my eyes, like,
can't see anything.
Do you think we should ask some questions?
Yeah, I, like, started to ask a couple questions.
You started to ask questions up here alone?
Well, I delayed it, like, as much as I literally just talked to myself most of the time and ate cookies. But then I started asking questions, and then I was like, maybe I shouldn't ask questions. Because if I start getting answers by myself, I'm going to get freaked out.
Have you choked people up here before?
They wanted it.
Oh, the flashlight's going crazy. Okay, I'm going to turn this device off now.
Every time you say you're gonna turn it off, it laughs.
Is that on Brandon?
Alright, well, we have Corbin up here now.
Yes, I'm here. So you could use any one of our devices to talk to us. And I wanna know, did anybody touch him?
We have a recording device sitting on the floor. So you can speak through that. You can set off the music box, which is a motion detector, so if you are stepping anywhere in the hallway, we'll know. And also over by the staircase, if you're over that way, we'll hear you passing the REM pod, and you can come down this way. We're in the back room.
Okay. If you want to say anything to us through this new device, we've never used this before. We'd love it if you showed us how it worked.
Okay, and we'll pick it up then.
Does anybody live up here on the third floor? Were you getting anything before?
No, I was asking for... I mean, I didn't ask for a long time, but I was asking for it to give me any sign, like any knocks, any of the devices in the hallway, anything. And I wasn't getting it, really.
Nothing. Huh. Do you like to prank people by touching their ears or touching them sometimes? Is Anna and Maddie sitting right next to me and then also in that chair?
Hello.
Hey, friends.
Hey.
Our friends are to come up with us if that's okay with you.
Hello.
Just don't sit on our friends, please.
Okay.
Where are you? You can sit in that chair, and you can sit in this chair.
Yeah. There's blue one.
I got the one over, and then that one.
I can sit in this one.
Those are the only open seats in the house right now.
Would you like me to put these anywhere?
Sure.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
All right. The recorder I turned off.
Cool.
I'm going to put this.
Watch the one.
I'm going to put this.
Did you hear that? Elton?
Is that what it said?
Yeah.
Actually, would you mind putting it in Anna's room?
Yeah.
There's a chance that it could very well go off in Anna's room.
Would you like me to put it on the bed?
Anna's been talking to us.
On the floor, really? Probably.
Yeah. Because we turned it on and we asked who we were talking to and it goes, it's Anna. They just joined us up here.
What? What?
My name's Anna. My name's Anna. Dude, Anna, you are doing so good.
Hi, Anna.
There are people.
Oh, there are people.
Dude. My eyes are like about to cry.
I see that. It's not, they're not about to cry. You're crying, bro.
We came up and it said, it's Anna. And I just asked her to introduce herself. And she said, my name's Anna.
So, you know, we're not here as customers, but as friends. Although I did leave some money in there earlier.
We found it.
Also, Anna's the room I left the money in.
Yeah, and that was the voice that said, my name's Anna.
I just realized that. Anna's the room we left the money in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we go all the way to the basement and Anna wants
Did
to
you
say
just
hi.
Turn this on?
I just saw that light up. I no. watched that light up.
It's off now. I never turned it off.
You saw that light up?
I watched it light up, yeah.
Anna, you were doing so good talking to us. Thank you. Thank you so much. No problem.
Anna, what was your occupation?
I see guys.
Anna, have you stopped talking to us because Frank is not letting you anymore? You can always leave and come back when he's not here again.
No.
Is Frank making you say that?
I can play with you.
You know what I like?
Ladies of the evening, there's quite a large hotel that we're in here. Would you mind if we saw a different part of it and tried to speak to some of your other neighbors? We can always come back later.
That's fine. That's fine.
We'll come back and say goodbye to you in the morning. But for now, we'd like to see some of the rest of the Shanley Hotel.
Say go. I say go then. Go then.
We'll stay here as long as you leave the light on. And when it turns off, we'll take that as our cue to leave.
Also, Anna, we have that device in your room, and you could go... You could go stand on it, or you could put your hand on the antenna to tell us that you're here.
My world.
My world.
I heard my world.
Okay.
That's Frank saying it's his world.
Well, Frank, if you would let Anna touch that, that would be great.
The flashlight turned off.
All right, Frank and ladies of the evening. We can head off to a different part of the hotel, but we will come back in the morning to say goodbye. Thanks for spending this time with us.
Bah. Thank you so much.
We went up there.
If you want, you can go up there while we sit up in this room. What room are you setting up in? I thought we were going to go to, what was it? Are
you in your Rose or Roosevelt room?
What room were you going to go to in here?
Eleanor.
Someone possibly hung themselves.
Eleanor stayed there and someone hung themselves.
That's right.
That one I don't remember. And then there's a silent room.
Hello.
So this was Eleanor's favorite room to stay in?
Yeah.
She was here. In a very low chair.
That is a very low chair.
Oh, yeah. Alrighty.
How do you use this one? Put your finger on the back and then the volume's on the side.
Okay.
And the top makes it scan faster and slower.
That was...
You just saw something?
Lightning fast, yep. Is this the room you want us in?
I'm gonna put a light right here, facing that way. I'm gonna put another light right here, facing the opposite way. I think they both. This one not.
Oh! Okay, wait. I'm getting the other one on, okay? So we can. Okay. You can communicate through both. There we go. I think you can turn. Yeah. You can turn this one off as well.
Really makes me believe it even more. What?
Huh? I just
Take this one off of Cecil and Queen Mary. Yeah, here.
Nothing. I mean, this hasn't gone off since we've gotten it.
Are you a female? She lit it up because you're a female? Okay.
Warn me next time?
Is that what it said?
No, you scared the shit out of me.
Oh. I did hear warn. Be very quiet.
Can you tell us what side of the bed you like to sleep on? I'm assuming then you like to sleep on the left side of the bed. Do you mind if Corbin lays on the right side of the bed?
This is where Brandon was. Brandon said he felt his ear get pulled. Oh, did you see that? Did you see that?
What?
It picked up two for a split second.
Shut off the light if you would like Brandon to sleep or to stay on that right side of the bed. So that's what's called a backfire.
How's it feel, man?
Alright, I'm gonna hop on the bed.
I'm sitting in the chair. Exactly where Brandon said he felt his ear get pulled. Right by all the money, the offerings.
Did you touch our friend's ear?
Yeah, I do.
If you want to say yes, use this flashlight right here that I'm touching. If you want to say no, use this flashlight on the right.
Are you a... possibly a cat? No. Sitting in the chair? Because it happened right after Brandon was playing with the toy. If you look at this, there's no way it's a person. And this wouldn't know how to map a animal.
Touch the yes flashlight if you like Brandon sleeping here. Touch the no flashlight if you do not like Brandon sleeping here. I don't want to put you on the spot or anything. Was it a yes?
Yeah,
yes.
That's a yes.
We know he's a cute guy.
Thank you.
He's a cute guy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Evan! Stay up! Evan, stay up! As in all night? Or upstairs?
Look at my
art, dude! You know what I was about to say?
What?
I really want to try this in the room we're sleeping in.
What room?
Like downstairs.
With all of us? The five beds?
I really wanted to try this.
Evan?
Dude!
Whoa.
Dude, it said Evan stay up and then it said Evan again.
Well, that's cool.
You don't want to stay up then?
Mm-hmm. Stay up all night.
Can you turn the light off so we can answer another question? So you can answer another question? If you want to talk to us. I think we should just talk through the lights.
It turned off.
Yeah. Do you... How about this? Remember that that light that you just turned on, that's yes, and the other light is no. Are you the person that hung themselves in this room? It's okay if you did. We just want to know. Won't judge you.
Oh, I can for sure fit, bro.
Cut. Kill that.
think.
What are you gonna do? Just grab somebody's leg?
Huh?
Are you just gonna grab somebody's leg?
Yeah, that's the goal. But I don't know if I can fit. You know how I can fit? It sounds really dumb. But can you lift up the bed?
Yeah.
And then let me go underneath it, because there's a soft spot in the middle. Oh wait, and you gotta lift up the box of the frame. Damn. Okay, now sit down.
Does that hurt?
Yeah, you can keep going.
Okay.
Cool.
We might come back here tonight, so I hope you can keep this portal open, or keep this open with us. And thank you for speaking to us. Can you turn that light off?
To say goodbye?
Yeah. Turn the light off to say goodbye, please.
You almost had it.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
The best is when you just stand on the ground.
You need to actually start moving the flashlights in four places.
We need to get some of these.
Gentlemen's room. Does that mean there's gentlemen in here?
Is there anyone in this room with us?
First off, we'd like to introduce ourselves.
No, you
holy shit! You bastard and a half.
That's gonna be a shaky shot.
Wait, did you guys all know?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
You do?
I helped him get under the bed.
Oh yeah, he's going to the car.
Out. I literally can't fit out.
Hey Corby, can you move over? I think I need to lay down.
Oh no.
Jeez, man. Wow, it's been a long day. Been a long day. Oh, I mean, now we have all beds.
I actually can't do it.
Oh man, dude. This guy benches. How much can this guy bench? There he goes. Wow.
Oh no.
You imagine if this happened at Hellhole?
Man, I feel so bad.
We're interested in getting a TV show if any major network wants to hire us. No. What's up, everyone? If you want to have an overnight adventure with us where your friends keep you trapped underneath the bed for hours and hours, you can head over to SendItSociety.com, and for every dollar you spend equals one entry. The other way is if you leave a like and a comment on this video, that equals one entry. And every video you do that on equals another one. And every month it restarts. And then we'll bring you to whatever cool place you want to stay overnight for. And it'll be a fun time. We'll make a great video. It'll be really fun. And I hope you guys enjoy the rest of this video. Okay, this actually really hurts, and I feel like I'm gonna be What are you doing? Oh my god!
Oh shit! Oh,
this guy with the dead leg.
Was it worth it?
Yeah. Well, can I see the footage? Was the footage worth it?
Yes.
Well, thank you all so much for watching. Appreciate you tuning in on this overnight stay at the Haunted Shanley Hotel, which I think lived up to its name.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had some good stuff, mm-hmm. for sure.
And we learned some new things, too. A lot of new tools, a lot of new things that we use every day, flashlights that we had no idea you could do that with.
Flashlights were the best.
So
those were great.
Very, very interesting night.
Yeah.
How'd you guys sleep?
I slept pretty good.
Good.
Knowing I was in a room with all of you guys.
Anyone grab your ankles in the middle of the night, Corbin?
No, but I remember Corey's like, you know, I'm not really scared anymore. I'm going to sleep upstairs. And then after I went to the bathroom, Corey was sleeping with Jonah.
I do remember that. I do remember Corey saying, I'll get my own bed upstairs in Anna's room.
Yeah.
There was about like 30 other beds in this place.
Yeah.
We all chose one room.
Yeah. That's how it goes.
The AC wasn't as good upstairs.
That's true.
That's for sure.
Definitely the AC.
For sure, yeah.
Well,
sure.
What was that song that you were singing yesterday about the rules? I feel like we need to do like a farewell song.
To the sweat drop down my balls.
No, not that one. The one about the rules where you like...
I think...
You remember it?
I don't know how it went.
Does anyone remember what it was?
Got the mirror on the wall and the chair in the room and I don't want to sit because I don't
want to... Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
You wanna
sing us out?
Yeah, but I'm gonna need some backup vocals because that really brings out my true beauty in these pipes.
Okay, alright, ready? So we'll just give them a nice little.
Oh, bam bam, bam bam, oh, bam bam, bam bam, oh, bam bam, oh, bam bam,
bam bam, oh, bam bam, bam bam, getting ready to go. That's it.
See you guys in the next video. Lizzie Borden, Bed and Breakfast.
I got no brain power this morning. I just woke up.
Let's go.